Thank you very much, Mr. President. First of all, we would like to welcome my delegation would like to welcome the distinguished permanent representative of Peru, Madam Ambassador, for joining the CD family. We look forward to working with her and her delegation in the days ahead. We thank you, Mr. President, for circulating the revised draft decision. We also take note of your views that you mentioned in your opening remarks. It is indeed a very sincere attempt in bringing us closer to consensus, bringing us closer to a common ground on the adoption of a draft decision. We appreciate the extensive consultations undertaken by you and also the very receptive manner in which you have been open to all views and suggestions. It is, of course, never easy, probably not even possible, to reconcile all views and all preferences in the CD, but we really acknowledge your efforts in that regard. That we see many improvements in the text, for instance, in the preamble section, also in the rationalization and harmonization of the mandates of the various subsidiary bodies, which improves their balance and comprehensiveness, and also in terms of the clarity that has been accorded to the reporting procedures, both in operative paragraph 5 in respect of the reports of the subsidiary bodies and in operative paragraph 8 regarding the reports of the two proposed special coordinators. We also welcome the distinguished ambassadors which have expressed or volunteered to act as the coordinators for the different subsidiary bodies and for the roles of special coordinators. We lend them our full support. All of them are eminently qualified to take on this role. And thank you also for this timetable. It provides good clarity and predictability and seems perfectly fine to us. At the same time, Mr. President, of course, there are some preferences which were expressed by Pakistan that could not be accommodated in the draft decision. For instance, we would have preferred that the subsidiary bodies are titled, as was the case last year, in accordance with the agenda items of the CD. And their framing was also closer to last year's model. And we also had expressed a preference for a dedicated subsidiary body on new and emerging issues to cover agenda items 5, 6, and 7 of the CD. Nevertheless, we note that it is but a compromise text which cannot take into account all views. We are approaching it in that spirit. And we see this the framework that will be established through this draft decision as a very substantive and concrete contribution to advancing this work of the CD. It would allow substantive discussions on all agenda items and relevant issues. And given the lack of consensus on commencing negotiations, we see it as the next best alternative without prejudicing any member states' national positions and interests. To sum up, while the draft decision might not be ideal for our delegation or for many others, we recognize that it is but a compromise text, and we have accordingly sent a positive recommendation to our capital, and we are hopeful of receiving a favorable response soon. We look forward to its adoption by consensus after taking into account the views and concerns of all delegations, and look forward to a substantive technical multicultural work in the CD. And lastly, Mr. President, in case any further changes are introduced, we would of course have to go back to our capital to get fresh instructions, but also if the text is opened, my delegation would also like to put forward some amendments of its own. Thank you very much.